It's the Best Advice Show. I'm Zach. On every episode, I invite on a different guest who offers one morsel of advice. Today, you and I are going to learn how to starfish. It's a practice my guest Amy Choi invented. If you recall last week, my guest Sharon Nova encouraged us to act like octopi, so I wanted to keep things under the sea for one more episode. We're going to get into that in a minute, but first I want to tell you about Amy. She is the co-host of The Mashup Americans, a show that serves as your guide to the hyphen America world we all live in. They just finished up an incredible series on grief that takes a panoramic and funny and soulful and practical and super insightful look at the grief we've all been experiencing. Listen to Grief Collected on The Mashup Americans. Okay, so Amy describes herself like this.
I'm a pretty high-strung person as a person. I'm like a, you know, very type A, anxiety-ridden New Yorker as a whole. And I, you know, like I've come to grips with that. But every time my therapist is like, just do 10 minutes of meditation a day, I'm like, it doesn't work. I can't do it. I feel like I'm going to jump out of my skin.
Are you like Amy? Do you envy meditators but feel like you can't actually meditate? Starfishing might just be the ticket for you.
It has to be a hard surface. Like my favorite is a hardwood floor. But to lay like a starfish flat on my back and just lay there and breathe. And I don't know what it is about it. It's not the same as like laying with my hands close to my body. It's not the same if I'm on my bed or on a rug. I want it to be like a hard surface. And it just like, so maybe it's something about like the rigidity of like the floor against like my shoulder blades or my elbows or something. It just reminds me that I am just here and the world is going to keep spinning and like everything may still be racing, but it is the one way I have found to like absorb and process. And I think like that's, you know, that's what like scientists say happens in your sleep. You know, like you can do X amount of learning during the day or intake all of this information, but it's when you sleep that your brain like processes it and makes it make sense for you and like integrates it into your memory, all of that thing. Like for me, I have found that anytime I have like a big conversation or I read a big passage in a book or like I listen to something, I'm like, oh, I gotta lay down. And it was kind of like a running joke for a while, but I literally was like, I'm just gonna lay down. And I found that I could like lay down and then I felt like it was no longer like external noise. I could interpret it and like integrate it into my body more.
Whoa.
And I feel like that's like, there's like a million like very practiced and like observed scientific and spiritual methods that like all connect into that, like a Shavasana or like a, like earthing or like forest bay, all the things that like kind of encourage you to get that stillness. But for me in like my Brooklyn apartment, the way I do it is just starfish flat out on the floor. Not putting the pressure of it being like a meditation, for example, which for me makes me fill with twitchy energy, the opposite of what it's supposed to do. It really, really helps me.
Yeah. Even though you're totally meditating. It just it's just a starfish variation.
It's just a starfish.
How would you feel? I would love to try it right now. Would you be game to do it for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will my cords connect?
I'll just take my headphones off and you want to meet back here in 1 minute?
Yeah, let's do it.
Amazing. Thank you. If you have a hard surface to comfortably lay down on, join us in Starfish for the next 60 seconds. If you're out driving or doing something, just circle back and try it later. my first starfish.
How do you feel?
I loved it. That was really good. I loved the feeling of my legs and arms stretching at the same time. That's not something that I think my body does a lot. So that felt great.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, by the end, my head did start to feel like, I don't know how much more of this. But like, what does this do for you?
It like gathers me back up again, which is interesting because it's a position in which you're all spread out. Like by the end of it, I feel like maybe I've like made enough space for all this stuff to like kind of come back into my body.
Yeah.
And I just feel like whatever that alchemy is that like makes something just a piece of data or a thought or a feeling and then like makes it into something more meaningful, this process just helps me do it.
I really like this idea that you're talking about of it helping you like process information.
Yeah. It's like chemistry. It helps me transform something.
Mm-hmm.
Or integrate it.
Amy Choi co-hosts the Mashup Americans. Do you have some kind of starfishing equivalent in your life? Something that helps you integrate information or just decompress for a couple minutes? I'd love to hear about that. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. If you love the Best Advice Show and you want to help me continue to make the Best Advice Show, you can go to patreon.com/bestadviceshow. That's patreon.com/bestadviceshow. Thank you so much. Toodles.